This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Well, Pornhub, their traffic has proven why the World Cup is not as popular as we think in this country.
In Australia?
Yeah, and are you wondering how we know that? And why Pornhub? Because, as you expect, Croatia and France's numbers logging into Pornhub during the last few games of the World Cup completely dipped.
So why are we talking about France and Croatia?
Because they were, you know, in the finals.
Oh, they played?
Yeah, that's right, and France won.
Oh, Croatia won. Did Croatia win?
No, France won.
Oh,
With other football-mad countries were hot on the heels. So the amount of traffic going to this Pornhub site completely dipped from those countries during the final matches.
I get what you're saying. So while everyone was watching...
They're in Paris,
sipping like eating your croissants, having a cigarette with your cappuccino out, and
exactly. And so
they're watching soccer instead of watching porn.
And they locked out of their porn. That's exactly right. They were watching that. And so while most of the world spent Sunday evening or Monday morning watching what some considered the greatest show on earth, we continued to wank on, unmoved by the throes of a beautiful, tragic 4-2 final.
Yeah, but we lost, didn't we?
We weren't completely alone. That the US, India, Japan, Colombia, Taiwan, New Zealand and the Philippines were also caught with their hands down their pants during the soccer.
Okay.
But the other countries didn't. But what happened after the Croatia-France final, it was reported in Mashable, is really interesting because, and this is what they said. They said, while Croatia seemed more focused on soccer than porn in the lead up to the match, right, they lost. And then they hit the site quicker after the match than their French counterparts.
Oh, because it's get rid of their aggression.
That's why.
You can imagine, I'd hate to have seen that search site.
That's right. So the French, you know, the French were out celebrating. And the Croatian fans needed to find some solace elsewhere.
Did you watch it? I bet you they know how to celebrate. They don't just walk down the street with parades. They flip cars and burn it. Oh, hooray, we won. Let's burn a car. Yeah. You know, they really know how to do it, don't they?
They do celebrate really well.
I mean, in this country, what, do they go and steal our Saturday and Sunday penalty rates? And we all go, yeah, no worries.
I know, actually.
Don't worry about it, you know. But if that happened in France, there would be a war.
They are really good like that, aren't they? I do like the way that they do voice their opinion. Well, I don't know the violence.
I think they'll go and protest for the younger person. We won't in this country. Oh, let's take away our Sunday rates and we'll all go, thank you.
I know, we're quite apathetic here, aren't we?
Yeah.
We really are. We don't.
Unless, I reckon we'd probably go out and march if they try to take away
Pornhub.
Oh, that'd probably be correct, yeah.
That's what we would give up.
So we should check that. Does it happen in Australia when the AFL grand final?
We'll check it this year. We'll see what happens. Did you see that Cher is releasing an album of ABBA covers?
Oh, no way. You're tricking me.
It's inspired by
her. Tease me.
It's inspired by her role in Mamma Mia. Here we go again. And she's revealed she's going to dedicate an entire album to covers of ABBA. I don't know. You know, I reckon I'm going to go out on a limb here because I reckon ABBA's one band you don't do covers of.
Well, if they would pull their finger out and come out and finally do a concert or bring us new music.
Well, they're doing two new songs. In November this year, it's going to be released. So we don't longer need these.
They're avatars singing it. They're not real ABBA.
No, but they're actually recording two new songs. We don't need these impersonators anymore. They were great for a while, but they're no longer required.
Listen, number one, we're talking about Cher. She can do what the hell she likes, sweetheart. And so you're sitting over here judging her, telling her what the hell she can sing and
do.
You
know what I'm basing my findings on?
Go on.
And I'm going to say this, and I know you're going to get offended.
Hang on, Andy, the phone's at the front desk. Run.
This is what I'm basing my findings on. Have a listen to this.
I know where we're going.
Where are you going?
Oh, no, I know where you're going. Andy's just left the studio because he's bringing me back a very big stick. And for whatever you say now... No, this was really good. Did you not see? This was at the closing of the Olympics.
And just have a listen to this. Okay, now there's a cover of Dancing Queen. Okay, now compare it to this. Now, I'm sorry, Tom, but Kylie doesn't do Dancing Queen justice.
Yeah, look, I don't know what to say because whatever I say now, I'm either going to swear at you, I'm going to use bad language, or I'm going to threaten you, and all those things are illegal on the radio. So I'm not quite sure where you want me to go.
So you're going to take away my gay card?
You didn't have one to start with. So, yeah. Little Jason here is saying that he thinks that Cher should not do an ABBA cover.
I agree.
Do you think he might have tried to do the whole, who's that president of the United States? The stupid one that looks orange.
Trump.
Yeah. Did you hear when he said maybe he should have wrote to say, oh, no, I should have said he could instead of couldn't. Maybe it was just a it was a mistake. Yeah. Maybe little Jason got it wrong.
No, he didn't. I agree with him.
Okay, that's very good. And there is somebody there that did bad, Kylie, and you are now on Joy's hit list. Expect to be visited by men in this season's Prada.
In a new Queensland study, it's found that most people don't perceive texting and driving to be dangerous. Do you know that, Tom?
No.
Yep. 22% of car accidents and 71% of truck accidents occur due to mobile phone activity.
Look, this is true because, you know, I drive a little black Vespa, so I'm cutting between the traffic all the time.
Right.
Everybody's on, and you can see, the way they drive and they're swerving, and you go down, they're on their phone. They're texting. So I'm getting stickers made. I've asked for them to be made, little big round ones that says, get off your phone, you idiot. So when I'm driving on my bike and they're on the phone, I'm going to slap it smack onto the front of their windscreen. Am I allowed to do that?
The study found that taking a call increases your crash risk by 2.2 times, whereas texting increases it by 6.1 times.
That's true. I don't think you should. That's crazy.
And this is a bit controversial as well, and I'll upset our female listeners here. The authors concluded that females are more likely than males to engage in mobile phone use while driving. There you go. And additionally, more experienced drivers are less likely to engage in distracted driving.
Do you know what I'm finding really funny here, Andy? He's there getting on his high horse, pointing the fingers about these people texting and driving. Last Thursday after the show, someone drove up to the snow and you and I were texting each other and somebody joined the conversation. So I had a go at him saying, you just said you're driving to the snow and you're texting me.
I was at the truck stop.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Grindr wasn't working on the way to Mount Hotham, so he had to stop at a truck stop. I mean, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
A huge $1.23 million lottery win has bitterly divided a Canadian family. Last week, a 19-year-old and his aunt discovered they both won the top prize in an ace lottery. The pair were even pictured holding a giant novelty check bearing both their names. But according to the aunt, they had never agreed to split the winnings. The aunt claims she sent her teenage nephew $100 via an internet transfer so that he could buy a lottery ticket for her. And according to the UK Telegraph, she told her nephew to put both names on the ticket for good luck, but denies she ever intended to share the prize.
Oh, well, she's already lost.
She has.
If you've put her name, if you've put your name on the ticket, you've won.
So instead, what she said, the 57-year-old said she'd been prepared to give her nephew $150,000.
Oh,
but that's
so
nice.
But
that he had insisted he was owed half as both names were on the ticket.
Yeah, well, I'd take half.
I would too. And during the check presentation, the aunt unleashed a shocking attack on her nephew, telling reporters he didn't deserve the cash. And she said, see you in court. How sad. And she also said, he's dead to me. He's getting nothing from me. I'm taking him to court. It was my ticket. This is her nephew.
Yeah, but see, money does this to people all the time, doesn't it? People go and argue about it. But the first thing I do when I win a lotto is I'm building a big giant fence around my house to keep all my poor friends and relatives out. Yeah, so I won't be sharing none of it.
You won't be sharing anything. But if you put someone's name on a ticket,
I think once your name's on it, I remember at school, if my name was written on the back of my underwear, they were mine in that lost and found box. You know, if they pulled out and it said Thomas on there, they were yours.
Yours probably had something else identifying them as yours as well. But the woman has also reportedly disowned her brother, the nephew's father, as she believes he wants to use his son's winning to buy a new truck. So she's really upset about it. But according to the lottery official, the prize has been split down the middle as there were two names on the ticket. And so it should be.
Yeah, she's got no comeback.
Isn't it horrible how money does that to families?
But I always thought that because have you bought lottery tickets or scratchies for friends for birthdays? You know, when you don't know what to buy them, you put a scratchy thing. And I always think, you know what, if that bastard wins and doesn't give me half, would that be the end of Yeah, so if I gave you a present, birthday card in and I put like a $10 scratchy, you know, if you won, would you give me half or would you keep it?
If I won, how much would it be?
Let's just say 100 grand. Let's just say you won $100,000 on a scratchy that I bought you for your birthday.
Oh, yeah, I'd definitely give you something. I would feel a bit guilty not
No,
something.
Not something.
I don't know if I'd give you
I mean, I don't mind. I just like that I'm taking this stuff down. So when I win, I just know how much I need to offer you. Yeah.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.